Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Under the chapter on Salam, we start a sub-chapter called Babu Adabi Salam, a chapter on the etiquettes of Salam. So many different aspects to Salam, the beauty of our deen and our religion, everything has been shown to us. Under Salam itself, we've seen how many different parts there are, how many different elements there is. So today we're starting another chapter, the chapter on the etiquettes of Salam. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يسلم الراكب على الماشي والماشي على القائد والقليل على الكثير متفق عليه. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the person that is riding on a conveyance, he should make salam to the person that is walking, and the person that is walking, he should make salam to that person that is sitting, and the والقليل على الكثير, and the people that are few in number, they should make salam to those that are more in number. And in our deen, in our religion, there are so many beautiful aspects and elements. Sometimes we don't understand that they are hidden. So the example, when we are sitting here, for example, our kidneys are working, our digestive system is working, heart is beating. Sometimes we don't even realize, we don't understand. But it doesn't mean that it's not happening. It's happening without us even knowing. So like that in deen, the structures that are in deen, if we practice upon it properly, it has such great effect that we don't even realize. Simple example is the example of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's consciousness. The only thing we feel is a bit of hunger, a bit of thirst, but there's some internal process that's also going place. If a person is doing it correctly, it creates that strength in that person now to remain and stay away from sin. And as we mentioned in the Jummah Bayan, that it creates that quwwat, which is, we know that quwwat al-ghadabiyya and quwwat al-shahwiyya, creates a strength in that person that to refrain from temptations. So now when he fasts properly, even when now temptations come in front of a person, whether it's outside Ramadan or whether it's in Ramadan, that element is built up in him that resists the temptation. The desire to see that haram is there, resist it. The desire of being impulsive, and I must do something and do it on the spur of the moment, that quality is built up in this person, that don't be impulsive, be intelligent. Apply your reasoning, apply your logic. Don't rush, just rush into one sale, or he'll just rush into one purchase because he saw it and he felt immediately, I need to do it. And he does it, and later on he realizes he can't even manage the repayments. So now even in the dunya also, a person is suffering because he doesn't have control of that impulsive nature. So this fasting also, it creates that internal strength in that person to learn to resist. And like that, it helps a person to resist against anger. When a person is fasting, he's taught now, he mustn't get involved in any arguments, get involved in any unnecessary chit-chat. So this is creating a certain strength in him, that hold yourself back from anger. So now he's not realizing, he's only experiencing this hunger and this thirst, but he's not realizing that internally there's other factors that are being created. The similar with zakat. Zakat, if you look at the linguistic meaning of zakat, it has two meanings. One is to grow. Even Arabic, it says zakat zaru, that the crops have grown. And the other meaning that zakat has is to purify something and to be pure. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, that successful is that person that has purified his soul. So like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, Allah Pak mentioned in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. One of the reasons why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the favors of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam upon us, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would purify the people. In other words, he would do a system and a process of tazkiyah. So this is where we get all coming from, this word zakat. So a man outwardly is just seeing that I'm giving money. He's not realizing that this is having an effect of causing his wealth, number one, to grow. Allah causes barakah in his wealth because he's given zakat. Just from the linguistic meaning alone, we see how much of benefit there is that is taken into consideration in Sharia also. And the next thing is, taharat, we might ask, where does taharat come? Okay, we understand your wealth is growing now because we're giving zakat. Taharat, the element of taharat comes, Allah Pak is purifying the man's heart of stinginess. Or bukhal, by him giving his zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purifying the heart also. So we see that in Sharia, not only there's an outward dimension, there's also an internal dimension for everything that is prescribed in Sharia. So here also in this aspect of salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully is teaching us the adab of salam. So we only seeing the outward. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his hadith is saying, يُسَلِّمُ الرَّاكِبُ عَلَى الْمَاشِي, that person that is riding, he must make salam to the person that is walking. But the hikmat ulama explained, is a person who's riding, he's on conveyance, pride may come in his heart and see, I got such a beautiful animal, I got such a beautiful conveyance. This person doesn't have any conveyance, he has to walk. So that pride might come into his heart. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the hikmats is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning, that you are riding, you may be high up, the pride mustn't come into you, you make salam first. The next thing is, wal mashi alal qa'id, the person that is walking, he may be proud, that look, I'm walking, I'm moving, that little bit pride might come in his heart, this man is sitting on the floor, he's sitting down, he's lower than me, not to look down upon that person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, you walking, you make salam first, to the person that is sitting. And then, wal qaleelu alal kathir, and the people that are few in number, they should create those people that are more in number, naturally, because these people are much more than them, so therefore they should create that crowd that is bigger than. These are little bit adabs that are taught to us, but within them are great, great hikmats that are hidden there. So similarly, we can apply that in our situation. Sometimes we may be driving an exclusive car, luxury car. We may be see somebody that's got a bicycle there, or somebody that's walking, you don't have any vehicle. Then we should make salam to him first. Perhaps that the pride mustn't come into my heart and see what a nice car I got. This person doesn't have anything. Or I got a 4x4, and this person has got a very small vehicle. So we should hurry to make salam. This hadith that we'll do, the second hadith, we'll realize that what a great thing it is to make salam first. Nabi Umama Sudayy ibn Ajlan al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna awla an-nasi billahi man badahum bis-salam, rawahu Abu Dawud. Nabi Umama Sudayy ibn Ajlan al-Bahili radiyallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that starts with salam, the one that makes salam first. That person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who doesn't want to become closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Always we should see that we make salam first. I've seen this in our madrasa also, that sometimes the ustads from far, they would rush to make salam, even to the student, so that the student doesn't beat them to making salam. Why? Because the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the one that is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins with salam. ورواه الترمذي عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قيل الترمذي إمام الترمذي رحمة الله عليه reporting from أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه he says قيل يا رسول الله it was said to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجلان يلتقيان أيما يبدأ بالسلام it was asked to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that two people are meeting who should begin who should start with the salam good question the two people that are meeting one, now we understood that one person is riding one person is walking, that we know who must make salam first. But when two people are meeting each other, who should make salam first? See what a beautiful answer Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, قَالَ أَوْلَاهُمَا بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى قَالَ تِرْمِذِي هَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave this reply, that person that is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should make salam first. What a beautiful answer. That person that is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should make salam first. Now we don't know who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person should desire that, I wish I am closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So automatically he'll begin the salam first. He won't wait for that man to make salam. And this is such a beautiful thing. It creates muhabbat. It takes away that enmity from the heart. And the person that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, al-badi'u bi salam, badi'u min al-kibr, that person that begins with salam, this person is free of pride. Why? Because he doesn't say that I'm too big to make salam. Why must I greet that person? He should come and greet me. He is starting off salam all the time. So we should have the desire. All the time I want to start off with salam. I want to be the one that is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.